Hello.
Good morning. This is Jasmine responding to your missed call for home care services, sir. Did you still need help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
How can I help you, sir?
My mom, Darlene Hudson.
Darlene Hudson?
Yes.
And what county does she reside in?
Oh, Philadelphia. You left me. Yeah, you sent us a letter.
Okay, the letter was from the agency or from the health insurance?
I think from the agency.
Okay, and you're trying to get her onto services? Are you going to be her primary caregiver to get paid to take care of her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
Mandel, MANDELLGROSS.
MAN?
Mandel, MANDELLGROSS.
Got it. And a good number to reach is this one on my call ID, right, sir? The one I just reached you at?
Yes.
And Ms. Darlene's date of birth, so I can check to see her Medicaid?
Well, this is the option. I think it's the option B. She has Medicare.
Well, let's check to see what she has.
Okay. 8/28/42.
8/20/42. Correct.
Yeah. Yep. 8/28/42.
8/28/42. All right. Let me check real quick. Hold on 1 second while you're on the phone, so I can tell you if she's eligible for the referral. 1 second. And you said Darlene is D-A-R-L-E-E-N?
Yes, Darlene, yes.
Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N?
Correct.
Nothing is populating on my end for her. Do you know if she has Medicaid?
I know she has Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, that program does not cover home care. Let me check to see another spot. No, there's nothing populating for her. That means she's not on state insurance. We might have to get her onto state insurance. Would you like to fill out, like, for me to assist you in getting her onto Medicaid, the program that covers long-term care, home care, anything long-term care that she needs? This would be the time for you to apply for it.
And she would have to come out of pocket for that?
No. If she's eligible, this is through the Department of Family Services. It's the state income Medicaid. Yeah. If she's eligible, then she gets everything long-term care-wise free. Home care, dentures, hearing aids, medical supplies, medical beds, everything that the HMO doesn't cover, Medicaid covers.
Okay. Yes, please.
So it doesn't hurt to try, you know, just to see if she's approved. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What's her address, sir?
5846 Lebanon Avenue.
And that's in Philadelphia, PA, correct? What's your zip code?
Correct. 19131.
And a good number to reach her?
Well, you can reach me.
Okay. I'm going to put you down as the obviously the point of contact, but we need a number for her as well, a house number.
Okay.
Somewhere where she can be
calling. You got to keep in mind, she don't answer that phone at all. Okay, but let me, phone number is 215.
Okay.
473-3498.
And are you going to be the sole person to take care of your mom, or are you going to be possibly assigning a second person to the care plan?
So now it'll be me.
Okay.
And then
I'm going to put you down for everything. Okay, Mandel?
Okay, yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some information because I'm going to need you to call the Medicaid broker and get her online for an in-home assessment. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm driving right now.
Okay. So tell you what, I'm going to put in the referral for that the specialist can get a hold of you to further you along in the hiring process and your mom onto home care. When you can, when are you going to stop driving so I could call you back? Do you need like 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
No, I'm going to need an hour.
Okay, I'm going to call you back, let's say, by noon. How's that?
Yes, okay.
All right, I'm going to submit the referral, and then I'll call you back at noon so you can write down the information that you need, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sir. Be careful.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.